Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right, so it is staggering what the Chinese have done to the United States of America. Literally, the exfiltration of jobs. The only other time we lost as many manufacturing jobs in this country was during the Great Depression. Literally watched a third of our manufacturing jobs wiped out after the Chinese entered the WTO and began violating our international trade rules using NAFTA. And I've explained how they did it a lot. I mean, what the Chinese have done is illegal. It goes against the treaties we have with them. It goes against what they agreed to when they went into the WTO. They literally stole the entire aluminum industry. That's pretty much gone in this country. And what they did, as I've explained many times, is not competed capitalistically and beat us. That didn't happen. What they did was used the Chinese government to subsidize aluminum down to junk prices nobody can make it for, including the Chinese, even with slave labor. The government subsidized it to kill off the aluminum industry, dumped the aluminum into our markets using the NAFTA loophole, which allows Canada and Mexico to decide what comes into the country. Why we gave them that trade authority, it's just absolutely inexplicable. Well, it's not inexplicable, actually, when you look at the Jeb Bush donation roster. I'll get to that in a second. And yet, so they literally they're annihilating the aluminum industry. And then they're partnering with Goldman Sachs, who was very much against tariffs, to get the money, the capital they need, borrow American money and capital, to go in and then buy up the manufacturing facilities. They were creating monopolies for themselves with weaponized trade, not capitalism. Look, if the Chinese can beat us in the capitalistic game because they're better at it, then fine. I like buying cheap stuff. But that's not what's happening here. They basically finished off the aluminum industry. We're well on their way to doing it with the steel industry when Trump was elected. So you got to ask yourself, why on earth, with so many jobs decimated through NAFTA, which was originally written by the administration of George H.W. Bush, it's his baby. Clinton signed it, but H.W. planned to sign it had he gotten the second term. Absolutely destroyed this country. I mean, you can see the Bush legacy when you drive, and the Clinton legacy, because he signed it, through the country. It looks like, you know, these manufacturing towns look like Beirut after the bombing. Nobody ever did anything to stop it in Congress. In fact, it was expected you would ignore it. They sold our jobs for campaign contributions. And now we're finding out who some of the biggest salespeople were of American jobs. Super PAC. That spent more than $100 million, wasted more than $100 million in support of Jeb Bush's 2016 presidential campaign, was hit by a massive fine by the FEC for soliciting more than $1 million in political contributions from Chinese nationals, which is illegal. You can't, it's a felony. You can't go solicit foreigners to donate to your campaign. Who solicited the more than $1 million for Jeb? Well, we know. It was his brother, Neil. Neil went to a company, a wholly owned corporation based out of China, and got them to donate the money. So you want to know why Jeb Bush was so passionately against tariffs against China, so passionately against engaging China in a trade war or trying to shut our doors to illegal Chinese goods? Lee, there you go. They're all owned by China. All of them. Top leadership anyway. Look at them. Mitch McConnell, Dianne Feinstein. Joe Biden's son got $1 billion from the Chinese for his business because he's so talented, you know.
Not connected. Talented.
Yes. Yeah, just totally talented. The Chinese, they love talent and they recognize that kind of thing. And yeah, do you remember when Joe went to China and like a week later, Hunter Biden gets brought in on a $1 billion deal with an entity that is owned by the Chinese Communist government?
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Move along. No investigations.
No investigations. Not like the McConnell family isn't, profiting handsomely off the hundreds of millions of dollars of business that his wife's, company does with the Chinese. Dianne Feinstein, you mean the Chinese are infiltrating my fundraising and giving me, hundreds of thousands of dollars? I did not know. I am so sorry. She gave back 12 grand, kept the rest.
But that Paul Manafort.
Now that guy. That guy is an agent of the Ukraine, and that's bad somehow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can see this when the Bush family goes. And by the way, I want to see Neil Bush in some, you know, ankle bracelets. Because that's illegal. You can't do that. I mean, so they're finding the pack, but there's a direct connection here. You want to know why nobody will say anything about China. It's because China owns Congress. And what Congress does is sell American jobs for campaign donations. And they've allowed the country to be run down. But I blame the Bushes mostly because again, Daddy wrote NAFTA with the loophole to allow the Chinese to do this. And Bush is clearly used to being paid for it by the Chinese. So thank God he didn't win. But thank God he was low energy, right?
Low energy. Yeah. Low energy jab.
I know. But I bring this up just to show you, you know, you look at the absolute economic atrocity that our politicians turned their heads as China did to this country. Should have been a winning issue for them. They wouldn't touch it. They fought Trump at every turn. This is why. They're paid to ignore the exportation of our jobs for political profit. The Bushes are smack in the center of it. And this is some of the money they've used to power the Republican Party. $1 million? From the Chinese? Where's the rest of it? They're real casual about this. This is a crime for Neil Bush to go to them and ask for this money. I mean, this should be a major political scandal. But as you know, Lee, the Bushes are pretty close to on the right side of the media now that George W. Bush is, you know, turned into a big critic of Trump. So you're not going to get them connecting the dots as they should.
Well, what establishment Republican is not a critic of Trump?
I know. But I guarantee you, when you look at this kind of money being spread around by the Chinese, this is why nobody wants to challenge them in any real way, while they literally, you know, just siphon off American jobs, American profits. It's maddening, and it's awesome to watch Trump fight it. I mean, it wasn't ever even discussed in Washington. It was just ignored. The Chinese must think we're idiots. I mean, they must think, what a bunch of chumps. By the way, almost unheard of. This was not predicted in the new normal. Did you see the labor report? Annual rate of wage growth, 3.5%.
That's significant.
That's huge. With a Y. Oh, and guess who benefits most? The people that the left used to tell to learn to code, the white working class.
Mm-hmm.
And guess why they're doing well?
And why is that?
Factory jobs.
Ah, there you go.
Factory jobs.
We're told would never come back.
Come back. Yeah. Just completely impossible. Like, you'd have to have a magic wand, somebody said once.
Yeah.
So I love watching this. And meanwhile, overall rate of inflation, which was supposed to soar, my God, we can't have wage growth in this country. We can't have the middle class, you know, thriving because then we'll have inflation. Nope. Overall annual inflation of 1.5% exactly on target. By the way, do you know what's keeping prices low? I'm so giddy reading this. The 5% decline in energy prices year over year. That's what happens when you have a lot of energy and you're allowed to extract it and you flood the market with it, prices go down.
Well, exactly, when you can influence the market. And now the U.S. is the largest producer of petroleum in the world.
Yep. Bigger than Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, I mean, when you have wage growth of 3.5%, but inflation of 1.5%, Americans can begin to afford their groceries again.
OPEC has gone from OPEC to oh, snap.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Love it.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
You say nonsense with such authority.
Okay. So, just because it's so much fun. I'm going to take a victory lap. Rewind for a second, okay? I would be remiss if I did not point out that we are deep into year two of steel, aluminum tariffs, China tariffs. The multinational doomsayers and Jeb Bush, a fully owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist government, we are now learning, and financial pundits, they were predicting what? Massive surges in U.S. consumer prices for downstream products. We were going to be reeling by now. Right? It's going to be too expensive. We can't afford to live. Children starving. Oh, my God. We can't go after the Chinese. How's that working out? Where are these people now? Nowhere. They've shut their mouths. Latest labor report. Wage growth, 3.5%. Dang. We were never supposed to see that in the new normal. Wage growth of 3.5% with inflation right about exactly where it should be in a healthy economy, 1.5%. That's what's got to happen. I mean, wages have to outpace inflation. They are. The exact same thing that was not supposed to happen. Oh, people are going to be able to afford it. They can't buy beer, no soup, the baby's starving. Didn't happen. Despite the gloom and doom prophesied by the low energy one, Jeb Bush. Who we now know was paid by the Chinese to advocate for them, not us. You know what kills me? This is a guy who sat before a bunch of Democrat donors in the Hamptons. He had an all-Democrat donor fundraiser. Freaked me out. I talked about it at the time. And told them that we had to manage the decline of the country. I could slap him now. We got to manage the decline of the country. Well, yo, excuse me, Jeb. Why does the country have to decline? Well, we're in tough times. You know, if we're going to decline, we've got to manage the decline. Got to do it smart. And Trump came a long way. Wait, excuse me. Why does the country have to decline? Well, because we have to. Well, because why? Because we are. New normal. Globalization. Can't compete. Too bad. Well, who's paying you to think this way, Jeb? Oh, the Chinese. Yeah, my brother Neil. Hit them up. Boy, these Bushes know where to go for money, don't they? Don't they? How sickening to sell your country out. The media isn't even framing this right. This is one of these times I wish they'd rip a Republican, but they won't. They won't do the full, because it doesn't behoove them. They have too many Democrats on the Chinese payroll. Mitch McConnell's on the Chinese payroll. Biden's are on the Chinese payroll. Feinstein's on the Chinese payroll. They didn't have anything until they got on the Chinese payroll. Now they have two mansions, including one in Hawaii. Nobody cares. Oh, and a Chinese chief of staff who turns out to be a spy. Yep. Jeb Bush. Neil Bush wants his brother to win. Where does he go? Straight to a dummy Chinese corporation for $1 million donation for the PAC. Yeah, this is an FEC violation. Yeah, they got fined. Why isn't he in handcuffs? That's a felony. Deliberately soliciting that amount of money while they're Bushes. You put that together with Jeb's rhetoric, manage the decline? Kiss my keister, Jeb. You got paid to manage the decline. It wasn't a decline. It was an exfiltration of American jobs sponsored by you folks. And by the way, why, you want to know, why would the Bushes do this? They're just cynical and mean? Yeah, they are. One of the most destructive forces to ever hit American politics. Paved the way for everything Obama did, because they did it first, from socialized medicine to opening the border. This is why the numbers you're seeing now, when the media gets this right, they'll say these are almost record high numbers at the border. We haven't seen them since George W. Bush. That's right, because he threw the borders open. Made it okay for Obama to do it. Why? Because this is how they got the money to control the Republican Party. There is a vicious war going on between Team Bush, which includes Team Romney, Team Nikki Haley, Team Marco Rubio, and Team Bush and Trump for control of the heart and soul of the Republican Party. And that means control of the RNC. And the Bushes had funded all of these Republican candidates who turn and stab you in the back every single time. On amnesty, mostly on jobs, on things like this. They funded those candidates in the primaries with this money, with the Chinese money. They funded it with the chamber money, with the multinational money, which is Chinese money. The multinationals were profiting off of that Chinese Communist Party subsidized goods. They were cheaper. The Bushes sold their soul to the devil to get the money to control the party. This is the root of all of our problems in this country. You thought when you went to the polls, you thought you were making a choice, but you'd already been chosen for. They knocked off the conservatives in these primaries and backed the open borders globalist radicals, packaged them as, gosh, I love God, conservatives. Oh, and here's another one of me with my gun. Vote for me. We fell for it. They paid for the ads, and they pre-owned all your candidates before you thought you selected them. It's what happened in this country. You want to know why this country's whacked and it doesn't feel right anymore? It's because there's no opposition. It's because the multinationals, the Chamber of the Chinese, own the opposition, and the Bush people bought them. And we're never going to get this country back until the Republican Party starts opposing Democrats, or enough real conservatives are elected to start opposing Democrats. That's why the country's off keel. It's not because the Democrats are crazy. It's because the Republicans don't push back against their crazy, and it succeeds where it never should. And that's all of this. All of it comes down to the Chinese money. All of it comes down to Neil Bush being able to go to a Chinese dummy corporation, get $1 million for his brother. Again, a felony. Boy, he was casual about that. I'd love to let, they should look at the whole Bush organization. No, no, no. Here's what they should do. Go through the RNC. How much Chinese money are we talking? Bet you it's tens of millions. I bet this is just the tip of the iceberg. Once the Chinese and the multinationals don't own our Republicans in primaries anymore, maybe we can begin to own them again. Crazy idea, I know. This is the heart of everything that's wrong in this country, that the Bushes sold their soul to the multinationals, sold your job, sold out to the Chinese to get the funds to control the primaries, and thus the party. Even going so far as hoping the party loses in order to dislodge Trump so they can maintain control of the party. They don't care about you. They certainly don't care about your job. Or daddy would have never written NAFTA. But folks, the boat is turning around. We are winning. We are winning. When you see 3.5% wage growth, manufacturing jobs out the wazoo, and just 1.5% inflation, this is their worst nightmare. This is not what the Chinese paid the Bushes for. But we're getting it anyway, thanks to Donald J. Trump. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where we find just about everything, any kind of text every morning, like this one. Hey, Tara, time change has finally got me. Can coffee be taken via IV? I'm right there with you, bud. You know what? It takes the kids have the hardest time adjusting to the schedules, to the new schedule. This happens to me every year. Their bodies just don't take to the new schedule. It takes about a month. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but bedtime is wild at my house right now. Because they're like, the light's in. I can't sleep, Mom. And I know I can't sleep either. So, I mean, they're still on the old schedule, which means I'm on the old schedule. Oh, I'm dragging. I hate that time change. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm glad there's somebody else out there. No, I would not take coffee by IV. I think that's not really a medically good idea, but thank you for your text. Texter writes, have you talked about Lisa Page yet? The Obama administration telling the Justice Department not to go after Hillary. Whoa. When does Trump get this deal? Lisa Page, the paramour of Peter Strzok. They were both married at the time, which makes this problematic. They were also FBI agents, and she was an attorney for the FBI. Top attorney for the FBI, testified before Congress last year, and it was behind closed doors. So parts of that are still coming out. And here's what we've just learned, that the FBI understood that Hillary Clinton had committed a felony with her email. Gross negligence rose to the standard of a felony when it comes to top secret and beyond top secret information. She didn't care. With her server and all that. So, I mean, they had the case. They knew she'd broken the law. They took it to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice said, no. No. Just no. And so they shut it down. Look, I mean, she's Hillary. Clear evidence of a crime is never enough to go after Hillary because she's, Hillary. Meanwhile, zero evidence of a crime, and the DOJ has stolen the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. Looking for the evidence of a crime. So, I mean, when you contrast the two, it is a shocking contrast. Well, she's Hillary. We do have evidence of a crime, but it's not like we can really do anything about it because she's Hillary. Now, with Trump, we're going to spend 2 years looking for evidence of a crime, and when we can't find it related to the purpose of our investigation, Russia, why, by gosh, we'll just go into his organizations. We're surely going to find an I not dotted or a T not crossed, and they will. They could do this to anybody. Dual justice, folks. Dual justice. Texter writes, all y'all fussing about the time change can bite me. Ooh. Got to play with my kids outside yesterday. That's not possible on a work day during the wintertime. All right, there's an upside. Texter writes, I hate changing back and forth, but I hate it getting dark early much more. Yeah, there is that. Texter writes, Tara equals woke. Pay attention. Oh, well, thank you. I am rather woke, I would say, now that I've had a couple of cups of coffee this morning. Texter writes, this is a test to see if this text gets delivered. It did. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, an inflation rate of 1.5% or any rate above zero robs consumers of their purchasing power. That's true. Inflation is caused by the government as a result of mismanagement of the nation's money supply and is immoral in my view. I agree with you on that, too. The average rate of 2% inflation over the past two decades, which the Federal Reserve has had as its target, makes today's wages able to buy far less than the same amount in the year 2000 and especially further back in time than that. So says Ted. Yes, I think we should abolish the Fed. It is an absolutely unnecessary agency. The market can set interest rates just fine. And I bet they'd be lower than what the Fed does most of the time. Yeah, it's a sham. I agree with you. It is. It's legalized theft. But I was using the Fed's own benchmark of what is supposedly, you know, healthy economic inflation. 2%, we're at 1.5 with 3.5% wage growth. American people haven't seen this since, golly, I was in high school. It was not supposed to be possible again. But yet it's right here in front of us. This is what healthy looks like. And the reason it's such a big deal, you remember, was because the tariffs were going to drive inflation. They were, you're not going to be able to afford anything. The prices of goods were going to go through the roof. It was going to be a disaster, said all the right people on all the right stations. They're not talking now, are they? Nope, not after that labor report. Proving them dead wrong. Why? Trumpnomics works. By the way, why does Trumpnomics work? Well, tariffs are bad. How bad are they? Look, I don't have any prizes to give away today. Let's see who can be the first person to tell me how the federal government was funded. How the federal government was funded from the revolution through the beginning of the last century. What paid the bills? Do you know? How did the founding fathers want the government funded? I'm going to give you a hint. It wasn't income taxes because there wasn't an income tax. They thought that was slavery. How was the federal government funded? Who paid for it? Had to have income somehow. Do you know? Text it to me. 71307. The text line has gone dead. Text line has gone dead. Oh, here you go. We got a right answer. Tariffs. The founding fathers not only loved tariffs, they intended the country to be run on them. That's right. It would be tariffs on goods coming in from inside outside. They didn't want an income tax. Had to pass a constitutional amendment to have that. It passed in the early 1900s. Tariffs. And what have they been telling us for years? Tariffs are bad. They're real bad. It's Bernie Sanders thing. Well, Bernie Sanders and the founding fathers. Yeah, it's tariffs. And land sales, that's correct, too. Yep. So strip all the taxes off of all the goods, slap them on goods coming in from out of the country. That's how we ran the country before. Texter writes, tariffs. Tara, we all knew it was tariffs. We in this audience, we are smart. You are. You give me a run for my money most days. But yeah, it was tariffs. Again, the founding fathers in the Federalist Papers equated income taxes to slavery. They would hate to see the country run the way that it is now. Texter writes, tariffs are, I guess, not a problem when done fairly. Yeah, I mean, they do begin to become a problem when you have income tax, and on top of that, you're just using them to help certain industries and punish others. That's not how it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be across the board. But yeah, tariffs. Do you see this? Oh my gosh. This is the best weapon ever. Someone recently found a patent filed by Toyota for an automatic air freshener that would link to your phone and fill your car with your favorite scents when you start driving. No, that's not the weapon. But here, which would be cool, right? But here's the part I like. According to the patent, the system could also double as an anti-theft device. If someone tries to steal your car, it could automatically spray them with tear gas. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know how this would work exactly. It doesn't say. You know, is they going to wait till they're going down the highway? Probably a bad idea. If they gases them right as they try to turn the car on, then okay, maybe something else. Anyway, sadly, it doesn't seem like anything they'll be adding to cars anytime soon. But somebody thought of it. And I think it was brilliant. By the way, speaking of not so brilliant, on the opposite side of the spectrum, you know, this is proof. You need to tell your kids this, okay? Kids still in the car, you guys, you need to listen to this. In my day, okay, I'm Generation X. Like, you could do bad stuff and you would get in trouble. Maybe, you know, worst case scenario, the police and your parents bust you. Not anymore. Not in the age where you can go viral, right? And you can go viral at any moment. Like this woman, 21-year-old Elysia Johnson, who will probably never be employable. All she did, she took a six-pack of beer into the dressing room at a Target in California and pounded all six beers. And she tried to walk out of the store with about $200 worth of stuff and got busted for shoplifting. Yeah. She was in the dressing room for over an hour and drank six Stellas. So I don't think you can do this. She tried to walk out of the store. Security guard stopped her, called the cops. She is facing charges for shoplifting, petty theft, battery, and resisting arrest. Oh, and she's nationally famous. So I'll tell you what, you know, everything you do now, everything you do. And finally, who would have thunk this? You know, like one of the, I think would be absolutely terrifying would be like to, have you ever seen these people, they die falling off cruise ships? Happens dozens of times every year. And so sometimes they think they're suicides, other times they don't know, they fall off, whatever. I mean, I just think that would be terrible to be left behind in the ocean. I don't know, nightmare scenario, right? Well, if you've got your genes with you, guy in New Zealand fell off a boat last week in the rough seas and could have drowned, but he knew about a trick. This is like MacGyver. He knew about a trick where you can turn your genes into a flotation device. Yep. Apparently, how does this work? Okay, so brother tried to toss him a life preserver. He couldn't reach it, but he blew up his jeans, tied them off, and used them as a flotation device. First, you take them off. You tie the ends of the pant legs together in a knot. Then you pull them up and over the water to trap the air inside. Then you hold the waist closed with your hands. Video on how to do it. Even better if you have a belt to help you. Anyway, once there's enough air in there, you can stick your legs through the legs and use your jeans like a life jacket to help you float and save energy. And if the air leaks out, you just do it again. So, valuable life-saving skills that you learn on the Tara Show. Texter writes, Tara, did you just say thunk? Yes, I did. Deal with it. But no, producer Chris, the grammar Nazi, is not with us. He's on paternity leave, so I can do whatever I want while he's gone. And I don't have to watch him twitching in there. Texter writes, forget the tear gas. You can use my dachshund's breath. She licks her butt aggressively. You people, I swear. Thank you, Dave, for your contribution to the show this morning. Texter writes, Tara, we need to keep the pressure on the Democrats. Waiting for them to self-destruct allows the topics to die down. Need to keep issues front and center. Angel. I'm trying, Angel. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I like the James Bond way of dealing with stealing cars. It blows up, taking the thief with it. Your problem is you don't have a car after that, though. And I'm thinking the insurance company will not be at all understanding. Another texter writes, Big D says, instead of your car spraying tear gas, the better thing would be to start gassing the person with dirty diaper smell. I think that would be far more potent and less dangerous. But it's just me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.